With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker.
We're going to see widespread impacts, the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation, dangerous hurricane-force winds along both coasts of Florida and even across portions of the peninsula as the storm is expected to maintain hurricane intensity as it moves across Florida, and the potential for heavy rainfall and flooding.
Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, says it appears Florida is about to get pounded again. Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in 51 counties, many of which are still recovering from Helene. State Emergency Management Director says Milton is one bad storm. Florida is preparing for the largest evacuation in years since Hurricane Irma in 2017. DeSantis, meanwhile, says it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. Also, at SRNnews.com, FEMA coming under a lot of fire for a very slow response in the wake of Helene. Nonprofit groups like Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army providing more disaster relief than is FEMA. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the federal government simply is not delivering essential services.
The point is, where is the federal government when we need them the most? And we need to thank God for Samaritan's Purse and organizations like them. But we also need to be able to say that our tax dollars are going to be used for our own citizens when they need it.
At his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania yesterday, former President Donald Trump called FEMA's operations this week the worst disaster response in years. Meanwhile, the death toll from the hurricane in several states, 227, but officials fear that number will climb. This is SRN News. A college volleyball team draws the line.
The women's squad at Boise State has decided to forfeit a game rather than play a team that includes a man. Idaho Governor Brad Little says the school did the right thing in opting not to play San Jose State, sending out a message on X that reads, quote, "We need to ensure player safety for all our female athletes and continue the fight for fairness in women's sports." A growing number of women's sports organizations are coming out against males on female athletic teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims who control Afghanistan targeting women in a series of laws. Among them, they ban women and girls from attending school beyond the sixth grade, denying 1.5 million young ladies access to education. Afghanistan is now the only country in the world to ban girls from both secondary school and college. This is SRN News. California will soon help end an everyday household debate.
The debate over whether the food in the fridge is still good to eat. The state is the first to ban food labels such as sell-by or best before under a law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. There are more than 50 different date labels, but the information largely does not relate to food safety. The new law will require the use of best if used by label to signal peak quality and use by label for product safety. It will take effect July 2026. Misleading food label is the driving cause for more than 6 million tons of food waste in California. John Scott reports.
Owner of a water buffalo that ran loose in Des Moines in August, pleading guilty to having an animal at large. The man was fined $105. Animal was treated for a gunshot wound after being shot by police during a chase. More details at SRNnews.com.